Blog Talk Radio.
Think back to when you started your business. You had a dream. You had boundless passion. You wanted to create something different. There was a problem, and you were going to solve it. Being an independent retailer is rewarding, but challenging, and there's a lot more to it than you ever imagined. Well, Lightspeed is here to help. With 45,000 customers around the world, we've helped countless entrepreneurs nail the business side of retail so they can spend time doing what they're passionate about. Join us for a six-week speaker series featuring a curated panel of experts that will answer some of retail's toughest questions and give you the edge you need to stay competitive. You have a passion, and we have a passion for technology inspired by you. Visit lightspeedhq.com/speaker-series to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the Franchepreneurs All-in-One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Carlos Calderon of the Burgerim Franchise Opportunity. And Burgerim began franchising its successful restaurant concept in 2001, and due to its overwhelming popularity, there are now over 160 branches with stores operating and soon to be open in the United States, United Kingdom, Spain, Germany, Israel, Romania, and Russia. We're going to talk to Carlos about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Carlos Calderon of the Burgerine Franchise Opportunity. And Burgerine began franchising its successful restaurant concept in 2011, and due to its overwhelming popularity, there are now over 160 branches with stores operating and soon to be open in the United States, United Kingdom, Spain, Germany, Israel, Romania, and Russia. Hi, Carlos. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, this is my pleasure, Carlos. I've wanted to have you guys on the show for some time now, so it's great to finally have you. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from our regional centers for Burgerine.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, what really intrigued me about Burgerine, I mean, it's a great product, but also the history of Burgerine, Carlos. I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Burgerine's founder, Donna Tapner, she was an Israeli native, attended culinary school in New York City. And obviously, burgers, you know, it's a nationwide, not only nationwide, but a worldwide concept.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see. And starting when she went back to Tel Aviv, started developing the franchise for Burgerine.
That's
and
fantastic.
later on, we had Burgerine's current CEO noticed that unique approach, certainly a very unique design, not just any concept that started with burgers. You know, again, as you notice, we have a mini burger concept, which is very unique and very different than the rest of the concepts out there.
And that's what got my attention, too. When I saw Carlos, you know, I said, wow, you know, and I passed it on to – I saw some of the YouTube videos, you know, and I passed it on to some of my peers. And the expression is always, wow, you know, is like, when is one coming to my area, you know? So it really is different and fantastic. The name is interesting as well. I don't know if you get a lot of questions on the name, Carlos. I mean, how did the name come about?
Well, the name Burgerine comes from Israeli mini burgers. So it's not just one.
Go.
Just like our motto, when you look at that, it says always more than one. So very interesting since the start.
That's fantastic. And there's a nice product line too. You know, as you know, I was looking at the menu and things like that. Carlos, maybe you could talk a little bit, about Burgerine, you know, and some of the products that you guys sell.
Well, definitely. If you look at our menu, we have a choice for our customers, not only in terms of our burgers, which again, we have different flavors, actually 10 different flavors, but also with the toppings. That gives you a lot of choice. In today's world, you know, differentiate different products that you have. And when you sit down at a restaurant, you also want to diversify that. So we offer sandwiches, salads, and kids' menu as well. So we bring everybody to the table.
That's fantastic. How's technology playing a role in the business today, Carlos? You know, I know the company started in 2011. So, I mean, how's technology being utilized today within Burgerine?
Well, in today's world, you know that it's very important to utilize multiple digital platforms. We're talking about not only Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, but also it's very important to get in touch with franchisees and also customers, you know, people interested in our concept. In today's world, you also have to be very aware of, say, apps will come up. So very important to develop that as well for delivery and pickup. show the world again that you are a full developed franchise in that sense.
That's terrific. The industry that you're in is huge, Carlos. You know, here in the United States, it's huge, and globally, it's huge. Are there any numbers, you know, as far as, you know, how big the industry is?
Well, in terms of the industry, you're looking at numbers in the millions, and very important to concentrate on very important aspects of how you're going to channel that growth. When you're in front of a potential franchise, you got to develop it in many ways than just meet the eye, you know, with training, with the location, but also with the way you're going to present it to your prospective buyers or your prospective franchisees.
That's terrific. I'm sure you've had a lot of interesting experiences, you know, since working, you know, with Burgerim, Carlos. Has there been, or what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you, you know, since you know, getting involved with Burgerim?
Well, what I can tell you is one of the most interesting items that I've seen with the Burgerim franchise is that background in commercial cleaning and also in staffing. The first time that I looked at the concept, it really blew my mind. Very exciting.
Yeah.
The look, you know, and obviously all the choices for everyone everywhere.
Right.
And then I started looking at, you know, the training manuals regarding, you know, the customer service. Again, utilizing my background to look at the tools that Burgerim uses to do the training. And I obviously noticed that being a good company with a clean record, not only going into restaurants, you know, it's very important in today's world.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's aware of health, and you got to pay attention to those details. So
right.
I was very much impressed with Burgerim, and also with the way they train their franchisees, you know, from the staffing point of view, again, customer service. You don't need to have experience in the restaurant industry to come into a Burgerim franchise. You get all
That's
those
great.
Tools from the company, and that is really something that impressed me.
That's the benefit of franchising, isn't it, Carlos, is that someone with no experience can get into your industry, you know, and because it can be taught, and that's fantastic. Do you have a favorite? I mean, when you go, I'm sure you go into a lot of Burgerims. Do you have a favorite that you particularly like when you go into one, Carlos? A favorite product or menu choice?
So the menu, it's when you're in front of those, it's good to look at what you're going to build. That's very important. You know, my favorite is you know, the one of the my guests, which is a spicy beef with pineapple and avocado.
Oh, wow.
So then you can create other options as well. But that's one of my favorites. And again, when you're there, you take a look at those, not only the toppings, but also the types of burgers that you have. Be a lot of variety.
It's nice having that choice, isn't it, Carlos? You know, that you can go into a Burgerim more frequently, you know, sometimes compared to, you know, other places, you know, where, you know, you would just go once a week. I mean, you can really go into a Burgerim almost every other day if you think about it, because you have so many different choices, don't you?
Right. And it's also important that you, when you walk into one of our restaurants, you look at the ambiance, because today, again, you're not just looking at you have a terrific burger, you have terrific choices, but guess what? You also have, you know, that ambiance, the element that makes that experience really interesting. You know, you're sitting
That's
there
true.
And it's not just the regular concept that you see every day. It's not a new sauce, but it's an atmosphere where, again, you can bring a business partner, you can bring a family, and certainly enjoy, you know, not only the food, the area, you know, the atmosphere, which is very important.
Just so important. Absolutely. That's a big part of the Burgerim franchise is what I got, you know, in studying the model. The majority of our listeners call us, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, most of them have it in their mind that, you know, they want to go into franchising. What types of characteristics do you look for then in your franchisees when you're meeting with them, Carlos?
Well, it's very important to have passion. Passion is something that we value and we treasure at Burgerim, because once again, you're going to become a business owner, and it's not just coming in every day and going through your daily schedule. It's about serving people. It's about inviting them to a nice atmosphere, you know, so they feel relaxed. You know, again, in today's world, you have so many pressures in life, a lot of items going on. And again, this is an area where when you're coming in, look for franchisees that will share that experience and that passion with us, with everybody. And that's very important again, because once again, that is transmitted to all our customers, you know, who walk into our restaurant looking for that difference.
I always get the feeling, you know, when I was watching the videos, I said I suspect that a lot of customers come into a burger and they say, God, I'd love to own one of these.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure if you see one of those videos, you'll see one of our restaurant owners, and you look at him so excited and happy to, for instance, service low enforcement, low order people coming in. You know, again, a few concepts in this country and the world pay attention to our firemen or our policemen. They're on duty all day. They're working hard. So we open up those doors for all those groups as well. I mean, everybody needs to feel welcome, you know, and certainly we offer that as well as an incentive for them to come in and enjoy that atmosphere that we offer, that friendly atmosphere that we have.
That's terrific. What is the training like, Carlos? I mean, once you decide, you know, that you do like them and they like you and they come aboard as a franchisee, do they typically come out to headquarters then? Is that how it works? Is that where the training begins?
Well, we offer the training also at our location. Since we're growing, obviously, you know, we understand that there's a trip, you know, we're opening in South Florida, in Tennessee, mm-hmm. all over the East Coast as well in locations. So also want our franchisees to experience the restaurant feeling, you know, to come into any of our locations and be introduced to our training process. And again, feeling that from the owner as well, seeing how his day-to-day operations, again, the not only the business training, but the customer service, you know, the way the project is done. And we show them in a variety of ways. And that's very important, again, for them because they feel that. You know, they see, okay, here's your suppliers. Here's not only the training and support today, but it's an ongoing support, which is very important.
Right.
You know, we just don't offer training at the beginning, but also this is a process. That's why we're with all our franchise owners, making sure that they understand, again, that this is not just a one-time event. This goes, again, for the rest of the franchise, and we want them to keep them excited about this.
That's terrific. You mentioned the importance of a process. What is a typical day like then for a Burgerim franchisee, Carlos, you know, from, you know, the beginning to the middle to, you know, kind of the end of the day?
Well, as you can imagine, there's a process before it starts. We need to get ready with the team as well. You know, it's a team environment. We need to make sure that everybody is ready and ready to go. We always encourage some meetings before team members to prepare for the day, to look at the goals and make sure that everybody is on the same page. You know, we're motivated. If we have any issues, we try to talk about them. So then we're going to have a very productive day. As you can imagine, the start of a day is the rest of your operation.
Sure.
You know, if it starts beautifully, it continues throughout. So you start, you know, typically your day around 10 o'clock or so, getting ready, then looking at your marketing strategies. Obviously, very important to look at, you know, how the business is going on a daily basis, that material, getting all the I would say, the kitchen processes ready as well. And, again, it's very important for them to be hands-on, again, and to show that passion because your business, you know, it's something that you – to be proud of, and again, you know, it's a very experience. Throughout the day, obviously, there's some supervision. You need to be there command, making sure that all customers are being attended, visit with them, you know, talk to them. And also, not only there, but also with the community, involved with the community, out there and shaking hands with neighbors, with other businesses, you know, again, because we're part of the community. And we want to show that as well. Very important to have that feedback. Because, again, you're not just standing there alone. You are a part of the community.
Right.
And that's very important for our franchise owners. So they spend that time throughout the day not only being there at the operations, but also establishing new relationships, which is important, you know, to, again, get that pride you have invested for and your passion. And throughout the day,
yeah,
you know, said and done, certainly there's some other processes that you look at, you know, making sure, again, cleanliness, you know, the business side of the franchise is attended because that's very important for all of our franchisees.
That is important. What do you look for in a location, Carlos? I mean, how much like space is required? And do you like to be like strategically located next to other types of businesses? Of course, you know, I get location would be critical for Burgerine. But I mean, what do you look for in a location?
Well, exactly. Location is about, I would say, percent of your business. Location, location,
yeah.
Location.
Yeah, sure.
It's very important to the right place. Just a combination of this and also home developments. So our franchise units, again, will there, you know, 7 days a week, taking care of business customers, you know, that work Friday, but also
right.
families and you know, home developments that will come in over the weekend to spend time at one of our facilities. They can order for delivery. You know, we have a nice app.
Right.
That you download in seconds, and then you can also take care of that, you know, and
wow.
That's very important, you know. Deliveries are actually 60% of the business. So
wow.
It's growing.
That's amazing.
It's a growing trend.
That's incredible when you see those numbers, isn't it, Carlos? You know, is you know, that shift in technology with delivery and the, you know, due to apps and things like that. It really is. It's fascinating. It's changed the whole industry, hasn't it?
It does. And you've seen that in other industries as well. But again, you have to always keep up with the times because obviously you've seen that, again, there's new apps coming up. You need to for that. Obviously, examples abound, but certainly what we provide to all customers is that feeling, you know, that it's not just our menu, but it's also the service that they're going to get. So it's very important
right.
to have it for them to understand that in a concept like ours.
That's terrific. You've been involved in franchising for a while now, and you deal with a lot of franchisees, Carlos. And I was mentioning to you earlier, you know, I mean, our listeners are aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they want to get into franchising. From everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find the introductory phase of the research is difficult because there's just so much out there today. It's not just here in the U.S., but there's franchise opportunities in all over the world. What advice would you give to our listeners?
First of all, it's very important that a prospect, you know, any prospect, understands that it's very important to feel and see what you like to do, what you have a passion for. Because, again,
right.
as you know, when you have the passion and the drive to say, okay, I want to open a restaurant or maybe I'm going to work with a different concept, you're 100% into it and you like what you do. Because that's very important. You know, again, attitude is 110. And that's the first area where you need to, I mean, as you know, in philosophy, know thyself. What a concept, right?
Yep.
But
absolutely.
You need to know what you like and you need to know what your goals are. Then you need to go and start your research concepts that you like and compare, you know, because it's always important to do your strengths, your weaknesses. What do you see that's different that sets you apart from everybody else? Because that's what almost everybody's looking on today. You know, new concepts come in, and you also have to be aware of that. And you got to see that. You got to do the research.
Right.
Meet with the face-to-face. See what they offer. Again, it's very important, not just doing the due diligence, but making sure that you connect with, the CEO, the operations team, the sales team. Because
right.
today you see a lot of out there, Marty, and it's very important for you to say, you know, this is really what I want to do. This is the area
right.
that I maybe some expertise or maybe not, but then see them face to face and see what
sure.
they offer. Establish again, you know, questions about the training, locations, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
buying into a team. You know, I would like to meet the team. You know, who's,
of
again,
course.
If I'm going to find a good location, I need somebody with experience, you know, so here's the
yes.
real estate team, like Burgerine, you know, 30 years experience in the industry. You have marketing, you know, we have our team, you know, 15, 20 years experience in marketing. That's important because you're buying into or investing into your future. And again, sometimes when you don't make that decision, that research, again, decisions will be gone away. And then you don't want that, obviously. You want to be clear on what you want from day one and getting to know the very important, like I did, you know, when I first worked with
sure.
My team, you know, commercial cleaning, I wanted to see, you know, the team's involvement, not just the cleaning, but what's the plan? Give me a plan of action because you always need to have a head and a tail. you need to understand that also they will provide you some goals, right? Some technology. You got to tie that together. And, you know, the company has, again, a presence. You know, in today's world, you got to look at, you know, social media, the channels. How is it working? Talk to potential or existing franchisees.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them questions of business, you know, because they will tell you. Because, again, you hear a nice story, and it ends up being a story, you know. But if you talk to franchisees, they will share that with you. Very important to do as well.
Yeah, that's great advice. We're going to share that advice, you know, with our listeners on our Great Quotes and Franchising podcast calls, because I think that's great. Because it's like a marriage in a way, isn't it? You know, you hate to compare it to the sanctity of marriage, but it is to some extent, isn't it? You know, I mean, you're married to the franchise, and the franchise is married to you, isn't it? So that relationship is very important. So I think that's fantastic.
Yes, one of the things that I like about it was precisely that advice that I received at the beginning. You know, they say, yeah, exactly. This is like a marriage, and we don't want a divorce. We want to work on this relationship on a daily basis, because that's what business is all about.
Right.
The franchisee needs to know, again, you know, how the business is going, how all the important elements of the franchise are going as well. You know, the other stores, the other restaurants, how are, you know, get to meet them as well. Get that teamwork. Even though you're there in your location, again, you're going to hear good advice from other franchisees in there than that. And again, that's part of your daily activities. Now, not only, again, looking at your restaurant and saying, okay, or your location and saying this is to do, but also reach out. If you have any questions, you know, make sure that the team that you bought into is there for you 24/7, no excuses, because they need to be there, right? And that's what they promise you at the beginning.
Which is the beauty of franchising, isn't it, Carlos, is that, you know, when you have those questions, particularly in the beginning, you know, and I'm sure you even get them, you know, when you're an experienced franchisee, but, you know, is to know that you have that security, right, to that you can call someone at any time and have that question answered, can't you?
Exactly. That's very important, because once again, it's like marriage, you know, when you're calling or talking to your wife, you know, they need to be there for you as well. That's part of the relationship. But easy, you know, it's easier said than done. But again, the analogy here is like, we need to be aware of our daily activities. You know, how is it going? You know, how's the temperature with my franchise? You know, do I know, own it? And be proud of what you have, you know. Like I said, being part of the community, a good concept. And like I said, get involved, because that's a very important factor. In my previous experience, I actually saw some involvement from franchisees, but one of today's, again, trends, to get involved with the community, not only saying, here's my standalone business, but hey, here's what I'm doing for the community. You know, I'm working, I'm providing good quality, good food. You know, I'm providing some jobs as well, you know, so very important to look at all those aspects. It's a 360 view, not just a ton of vision. You know, after a while, we develop a ton of vision. So we got to be aware of those. Not be content and happy with what we have, but where's growth? You know, maybe I need a second location. Looking forward to that, making plans. So that is very, very important for any franchisee. That I would give to all your listeners there. Always own it. When you make the choice, go after that and make sure you do your homework every day. It's a daily relationship.
Daily habit, absolutely. I think that's so important. The a lot of the franchises we have on our show, Carlos, you know, they sometimes they have like regional plans or, you know, national plans. It seems like, you know, Burgerim, I mean, this is a global concept. Where do you see Burgerim? I mean, if you can look into a crystal ball, maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road.
Well, and a very exciting concept, not just because, you know, again, we a very unique patty, you know, 2.8 patty. But starting from there, you look at the concept overall, and you look and say, well, the past years, you know, 160 locations plus 10 open restaurants in the United States, you know, in California, Texas, Tennessee, now South Florida. You see yourself in the next 3-5 years at probably about locations. The growth is dependent upon the you have. And Burgerim has very, very exciting plans for growth. Like you said, based on my experience, you know, with the commercial cleaning and the staffing industry, I
right.
see that trend going because I see the right tools. You know, when you're in front of a new franchise, like in this case, you know, a food concept,
yes.
again, I was blown away by the process that they have, you know, and very important customers in some places you don't see anymore, believe it or not. I mean, they show it to you, but they don't phone you to be there, you know. Also, how important is, you know, the cleaning of your place.
Sure.
Sometimes, again, you're going for the food, the ambiance, yes. But like I said, in today's world, you'd be surprised, you know, when you walk into a restroom or any other place at a restaurant, you want to make sure that they're telling you and they're doing what they're telling you. It's not just
exactly.
the food, but also your health. So important. You know, when I see those basic concepts, how to train your staff, your team members, based on my other experience, like I said, I see this is a full process. You know, it's not just a story.
Right.
It's not just a little material, right? Because they have solid staffing foundations, solid cleaning, training in business, customer service. And again, with the perfect location, you know, then you have a great plan. The food itself, you know, the taste. I mean, I would like for you to go and try one of our locations soon.
Right.
And that mini burger, you know, you feel less guilty when you have one, but again, always more than one. So that's what
that's
we'll keep
tagline.
Going and get passionate about our product, you know. And then somebody comes to you and says, well, I'm not in the mood for burgers today. Well, here's an option, you know, here's a salad, here's you know, some wings or something, you know, else that you will say, hey, I'd like to try a veggie patty, you know, and that's another
right.
part that I see those plans in growth because it's been really quick, you know, since 2016 in June when we opened the first restaurant and Melrose, you know, it's been a year, but again, a year of learning experiences, which is important,
sure,
you know.
Of course.
Nobody's perfect. You're going to make mistakes.
Of course.
But we're here to, again, make mistakes, but learn from them. And that's what I see in the concept for the next 3-5 years. That attitude and that concept is the one that really brought me into burgering as a complete process for anybody, you know, that would like to invest the time and the effort in it.
That's terrific. Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait for you to come to Easton, Pennsylvania. We're like about 50, 60 miles north of Philadelphia, Carlos. So I can't wait for you guys to get here because when I saw the video, I said, wow, this is great. I said, this would be really big here in this part of the country. So I'm excited for you to come up to Pennsylvania. I can't wait. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Burgerim as a franchise opportunity and even or the product itself, Carlos? Are there any websites that they can go to or reference?
Yes, absolutely. Most of our listeners, if they're interested in the opportunity for Burgerim,
mm-hmm.
obviously visit our website, which is burgerim.com. Again, how you pronounce it is Burgerim, mini burgers
right.
in Hebrew. Also, you'll see our platforms in Facebook, which you can also take advantage of and fill out your information and send us that request. And certainly we'll be more than happy to show you the burgering concept and get you ready for business owners. Also, like I said, you don't need any experience to do this. You know,
right.
we train you. Our training, where I'm confident in our training, will show you the right way to be a good business owner and passionate about what you do. That's what we need. So
that's terrific.
Well,
yeah, I've really enjoyed having you on the show, Carlos, and I'd already like to invite you back, you know, next year as you continue to grow because I think it's a great concept.
Thank you very much, Marty. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to meet with you again over the phone. But
that,
hey, we may invite
face
you to one
to
of
face
our
you better, we'll have a burger together, right?
Absolutely.
That's
and
terrific. It was great having you. Thank you. Absolutely. More than one. That's great. Well, it's great having you on the show, Carlos, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment 2, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising?
For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nick Freeman, who is the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk and Moving Franchise Opportunity. And Nick said something really quite brilliant on our show that we haven't heard in over a decade of doing Franchise Interviews. We started speaking about the four F's of franchising, and interesting enough, we ended up with five F's of franchising as we were doing the interview with Nick. And, you know, in marketing, we talk about the four P's of marketing, which is product, price, promotion, and place. So I thought this was really brilliant what Nick said. So here we go with Nick Freeman, the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity.
What the majority of our listeners, we call them, Nick, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
You know, what I like to say is there's four F's when considering a franchise, which is also, I guess, starts with a letter F. So, you know, there's four F's that come out of franchise. And I think this is what a prospective franchise should think of when they're considering what franchise they want to pursue. And this is, quite frankly, I think what franchisors should consider when they're evaluating a prospective franchisee. So the first F is fit, You know, do they fit? In other words, do they have transferable skills that can make them effective at this business? Have they done anything in their prior professional or personal lives that would make them be successful in this type of business? The second piece is the family side. In other words, does their family support them in them pursuing this endeavor, whether it's their husband or wife or kids or parents? You know, do they believe in them? Because you don't want things to get tough in their inner circle to say, I told you so. You want them to, you know, kind of cheer them on to get through it. The financial piece is important. In other words, are they capitalized to be able to invest in the opportunity, and do they have realistic financial expectations? And then the last F is the fun factor. You know, can we have fun working with this individual? You know, franchise is very much like a partnership, even though that's not typically called that. So you got to have, you know, an alignment of vision and values to be able to enjoy working together. So that's really what we look for. You know, we want people that believe in the secret sauce that we've already developed. We don't want somebody to come tell us that they think it should be done differently. We want them to tell us that they believe in what we've created. And sure, we would, you know, want to continuously improve and encourage ideas, but not, you know, we want folks that believe in the system and are going to execute the system rather than trying to shortcut success by doing it, you know, doing it their own way. And I think that's, you know, really no different in our system than any other franchise model that is going to be successful long term. They need to really take into account those factors.
That's great, Nick. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. Anytime we hear, you know, Michael Gerber's been in there a couple of times, but we're going to put that one in there because I haven't heard that in over a decade. And I think that's great advice to our listeners. It's really fantastic because it's true. I mean, you could really, your business, you could teach to anybody, couldn't you? I mean, pretty much, you know, but you know, it's interesting in putting those factors in there, you know, like family support, you know, and even fun. I haven't heard that, you know, but it should be an enjoyable business. And, you know, because it is a stressful situation for the customers, I guess you got to be able to put a smile on your customer's face, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, you know, there, as you know, there's over 3,000 franchise opportunities out there. So, you know, what's going to separate one from the other? It's got to be something that you can enjoy. And I guess I'll grab another F out of there. I'm on a roll here. Fulfillment. You know, is it something that, you know, we're going to be fulfilled doing day in and day out? Because I think franchising is a lot like a gym membership. You know, if you join a gym, you've got fitness goals. You're getting access to all types of equipment, personal trainers, coaches, workout groups, but you still got to go and show up and do the work. So if you buy a franchise, you're getting access to the business model in a box. You're getting access to trainers, coaches, you know, fellow franchisees that you can, you know, hold each other accountable with, but you still got to show up and put in the effort to execute that business model. So that's where I think those factors come into play.
Once you decide that, you know, you do like them, you know, and they like you, Nick, you know, and there is a fit, you know, what is the training like? I mean, do they typically come to Florida for training? How does that work? If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Nick Freeman of the College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to our Home Repair and Improvements page, and you'll be able to listen to that whole show with Nick Freeman. It was really a fantastic interview. It was great to finally have Nick on the show. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've been doing it now over 10 years, and it's just amazing to see where the podcast has gone. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, sponsored by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.